quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
Can we do a moment of silence for the Jaguars offense? What is there to say about this game? Hi, this is Andre Moultrie, host of the JJC podcast, Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. This is just a recap of the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. What is there to say about this game? I'm speechless. When I was watching this game, and the score was 6-6 at halftime, I'm like, this is a Texans game. Texans don't score a lot of points. They don't. They are one of those teams you have to jump out early on to force them. You have to jump out early on the Texans. They're really not that good of a football team. They play hard, yes, but they're not that good of a football team. But for some odd reason, I'll give them this. They have a veteran coach with a wealth of knowledge defensively in Lovie Smith. Very excellent defensive coordinator, defensive minded. He's also a very good head coach. We can give him that. He went to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman as his starting quarterback. I'll give him that. But the offense looked, I don't know. The offense was terrible. Once again. I don't know, but I'm a man of consistency. I know people will say, oh, you know, Trevor Lawrence first year. We just going to let that pass because Urban Meyer and la, la, la. No, 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 no. There's some things you can take out of a rookie season with all of the drama and stuff. How he handles pressure. I like that he was even killed last year. I love that about him. He knew the drama, and he just let it roll. I like that about him. But on the football field, I don't like that. I don't like that. Trevor Lawrence has yet to show me one. He's only got one drive that I can say that he got us in position to win a game. Every single time we put the ball in this man's hands to get us a game-tying touchdown or a game-winning touchdown, the man crumbles like wet toilet paper. He just does not do it, and I don't understand why. Well, I do understand why. It's a lot of components in the why such, but if someone can explain to me, this is still fresh in my mind and I'm still scarred by this. It's 4th and 10. We're down a touchdown. And this man decides to go to a tight end making a double move when he had two people that could have got him the first down. You live to fight another day. You live to fight another day. He did not want to live to fight another day. This man was determined to get this ball to Ingram. He was determined to get the ball to Ingram. For some odd reason, he was determined to get the ball to Ingram. I don't understand why. I don't know if he had a bet. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if it was a bet. I don't know if he just thought, you know what? I trust Ingram in these situations. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to throw him the goddamn ball. All he had to do is read his progressions. And I'll give the Texans this. They kept everything in front of them. They played the cover two shell. That's the same coverage that they play on. They play on Patrick Mahomes. That's the same coverage as they play on the good young quarterbacks, because sometimes the good young quarterbacks are impatient. We're going to make you nickel and dime us up the field. This is not arena football. You're not throwing 50-yard bombs. And you know Trevor Lawrence loves to throw bombs. You ain't throwing that on that. That's just not happening. You have to get the, pick the spots in the zone. The seam route. They kept saying it all game. There's holes in this coverage. You just got to wait. You got to wait for them. And when you get them, you got to throw them and you got to get it there. He missed. I counted six. It could have been more. I counted about six passes that he missed. That could have been at least 15 yards. And I'm saying six to be nice. 15 yards. You don't think other teams are going to start doing this on Trevor Lawrence? They know Trevor Lawrence has accuracy issues. He always throws the ball a little too high. The ball always kind of sails on him. Those accuracy issues. Teams are going to do that. Lovie Smith might have discovered a formula to slow down the Jaguars' offense. Now, for the Jaguars and for us, granted, we have a Super Bowl winning coach that should be able to make adjustments. We lost this game. We lost this game. I didn't understand how in the second half, when we were moving the ball down the field, we didn't pick up the pace. The pace should have been picked up a little bit more. That was before Trevor Lawrence. Yep, Trevor Lawrence threw a interception because he thought he had Zay Jones wide open and did not see the corner right there who picked the ball off, giving him his first career interception. No. We didn't go back to that type of tempo. I really, truly believe we should have stayed in that type of tempo. It looked like that the offense was getting a groove, but we decided not to. For some odd reason, we decided not to. Running the ball, I had no problem. We ran the ball a little bit more. We averaged about, 5.2 yards a rush off our 26 rushing attempts. Don't have an issue with that. The defense played surprisingly well. The only mistake the defense made is with our rookie. Walker, he's a rookie, but Walker, you can't do that. You can't do that. Not only can you not do that, you just gave the Texans motivation to go down the field. You think Damian Pierce was running like that earlier? Hell fucking no. As soon as they did that, he broke through the entire defense. Strong-arming people. A man amongst boys. The man broke five tackles, then went straight through the middle of the defense and broke tackles. And then they scored a touchdown. And I don't understand why Doug Peterson challenged that play. It was a terrible decision by the coach to challenge that play. Because we would have had three timeouts. And we would have had more time on the clock when we had the turnover on downs. We would have had maybe more. We had a couple more seconds, a lot more seconds than we had. And maybe we could have got in better position to throw a Hail Mary. That was one of the weakest Hail Marys I ever seen in my life, Trevor Lawrence. It was very terrible. You know, most Hail Marys at least reach the end zone. Hell, if one of our players caught the Hail Mary, they would have had a miracle to get there. It was at least 10, 15 yards short of the end zone. Tavon Walker, you can't do that. Did I just call him Tavon? Yeah. I'm getting Trevor Lawrence and Walker confused. I'm like, Trevor Walker. The fuck-ups of the day. Trevor Walker. Let's combine them because they both fucked up equally. At least, you know, Walker at least was pretty damn solid the whole game except for that play. That was a terrible play. That probably was one of the keys to this game, to us losing, and it changed the momentum severely. It was 3rd and 20. No need to do that. You're already imposing your will. Why throw that quarterback on the ground? You're already imposing your will, and I believe the play before, they had a false start. So it wasn't like you're doing anything. They were probably going to throw a short pass, get some yards, and set up a punt attempt. No need to do all that extra shit, Walker. But Walker did. He definitely did. The drive that we got the field goal in, I just thought ETN should have stayed in the game. They changed to James Robinson, which I thought, in my opinion, was a bad move on Coach Peterson's part. ETN got us down the field. Give that man the ball. He was really effective in this game. He had 10 carries for 71 yards. Give that man the ball. I wanted to see that man get the ball the whole end zone. The entire red zone trip, I wanted to see that man get the ball, and he did not. They gave the ball to James Robinson. Let ETN get that ball. ETN should have been rewarded on that drive. He got us down there. He was very effective that whole drive, and you take that man off the field and put James Robinson out there, who did what this game? James Robinson's a good running back, but it wasn't his game. And it's okay to say it's not your game. Give it to the other guy. ETN should have been in the game. Hell, I wouldn't have played James Robinson the rest of the game. Once you see somebody working, let him work. Doug Peterson, stop with this. I understand it's granted for some moments. But as a coach, I know you got to understand and feel where certain situations is like, okay, let's roll with this guy. It's working. It's working until it doesn't work. ETN should have kept getting the ball more. On that drive, he was working. It was clicking. We never picked back up the tempo. And this game, as the game wore on, it was turning into a Texans game. The Texans are awful offensively. They're in the bottom half of the league offensively. The Jaguars were sixth. Or I don't know if they're sixth, but top 10. They were a top 10 scoring offense. Where did this offense go this game? In the shitter. And I don't know what's going on with Christian Kirk and Trevor Lawrence, but they need to get this shit together. How is Christian Kirk only getting 3 targets? They were moving the ball this game, so I can't. This is how mad I am about this game. We had 422 yards and only got 6 points. 422 yards. We had 286 yards passing, 136 yards rushing, and we lost this game and only came up with 6 points. And somebody told me I should blame the defense. And guess what? Trevor Lawrence wasn't even sacked. So we can't say, oh, it's the offensive line. They were just all over the place. And oh, my God, he got smacked and he got tackled. And blah, 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 blah. No. I watched Trevor Lawrence with a ton of time on that 4th and 10. He was sitting back there doing the hustle. I saw him. He had a whole bunch of time. And guess where this motherfucker decided to go? To a tight end that did a double move. And I'm thank God for the TV. Because guess what? The TV, the guy was like, what is he doing? He did not look at his progressions. He said, man, he just saw two other people wide open. He didn't even look at them. He made that. He got in that huddle. I can tell you right now, Trevor Lawrence got in that huddle. He knew the play. He knew what was going to happen. That man said, I'm throwing this bitch deep. I am sick and tired of this shit. He looked at Ingram and he said, this is your game-winning moment. And overthrew the man. On the out of bounds. See, people watch film, right? And there's a thing called consistency. There's consistently good, and then there's consistently bad. And guess what? Trevor Lawrence has shown some things that he does not do consistently well. And one of them is accuracy. Oh my God. Oh my God. I know. He's the next Peyton Manning. The chosen one. I feel like Skip Bayless when I say that. The chosen one. When he be gobbling LeBron James every second about talking about LeBron James every wincing moment and how bad he is. The chosen one. Trevor Lawrence hasn't even become the frozen one. I can't even call him that. He hasn't had any chosen one moments. And you know what's crazy? The media wants to talk about Trevor Lawrence, but for some odd reason, they can't. Did you not see when we were 2-1? When we were 2-1, the media could not stop talking about the Jaguars and not stop talking about Trevor Lawrence and how well he is playing. And immediately you saw Stephen A. Smith and everybody else jump on that bandwagon and say, Trevor Lawrence is the guy. They're waiting for the moment. And for some odd reason, he's not doing it. And because the Jaguars organization has been atrocious for the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm going to just go a decade. Let's go a decade. Only one playoff appearance. Trevor Lawrence gets a shield. Oh, he's not that bad. Oh, he's really not that bad. Look at the Jaguars organization. Look what they do with players. Because of the bad reputation of the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise, Trevor Lawrence is protected. I guarantee you, if he was doing this shit and with the Jets, they'd be calling him a bust already. He gets a level of protection because of how bad of an organization we have been for the last decade. One winning season. And that's the protection Trevor Lawrence get. I have yet to see Trevor Lawrence, despite of shit, just make it happen. I have yet to see it. And that's where I want to see that dog. That ruff ruff. That dog. I've yet to see that dog from Trevor Lawrence. And people can tell me all this shit all they want to. But I need to see that this year. And it's some moments, and it's been moments early this year, where we needed Trevor Lawrence to step it up. We needed Trevor Lawrence to be like, despite all the bullshit, despite all of this, what not and not, he brings it home. And he's yet to do it. And that's part of what I believe in consistency. Consistency. Now, there's levels of franchise quarterbacks. I'm not going to call Trevor Lawrence a bust because he can make all the throws. The dude is talented as hell. So he ain't no bust. Remember the last guy they called the next chosen one? It was Andrew Luck. What did we see from Andrew Luck? He showed the ability to elevate a roster with a bad offensive line. He was a franchise quarterback. He just retired early. You know why? Because his organization was bad. Sorry, Colts fans. No, I'm not sorry. You guys fucking suck. But the point is, and I know people, it's some Colts fans that listen to this shit. They're gonna be like, well, you in third place now, motherfucker. What you mean? Doesn't fucking matter. We beat you and we're going to beat you again next week. How about that? But I'm not going to get off on that case. I'm back on this Trevor Lawrence shit. Trevor Lawrence has to show me. You threw 47 passes for 286 yards. 47 passes and didn't even get 300 yards. To me, I know people will be like, what? That's a red flag. That's a red flag. Now, I'm not saying the dude is garbage because he ain't hot garbage. But the past two games, say what you want, he cost us these games. With his turnovers and his decision making. Decisions. The reason why we win. Decisions Trevor Lawrence makes me feel like shit. You got to make better decisions. Do you not think they gonna do cover two shell next week? The Colts about to live in that motherfucker. They about to live in it. And I don't see how him and Christian Kirk, I don't get it. Now, I'm not just gonna trash Trevor Lawrence without responsibility to the wide receivers. They dropped some passes. They did drop some passes that should have been caught. They dropped some. And then there's some that were dropped because Trevor Lawrence did not put the ball on. I know he's used to at Clemson and in high school throwing 60-yard bombs for touchdowns. This the NFL. Just get the ball to the man correctly. Davis Mills, and this is crazy because the Texans didn't beat themselves. We beat ourselves this game. The Texans said, let's just hang in here long enough because we know for a fact we can't score. We're not better than them. Let's just hang in there and trust me, Trevor Lawrence is going to make a mistake. And were they right? Yes, they were right. So I'm watching the game. Shout out to Jaguars Let's Go fan group, Jerry Brown's group. Please go on Facebook and they do the streaming every Sunday. Intelligent fans in that group. Yes, very intelligent fans that know what the hell they're talking about. And they may like Trevor Lawrence a little bit. That, you know, people argue about Trevor Lawrence, of course, but great group. Besides that point, well, I'm watching the game in that group. I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game in that group. And a guy makes a comment and I wish I knew his name right now, but he said, soon as they scored the touchdown and Trevor Lawrence got the ball, he said, I am not confident that Trevor Lawrence is going to go down the field and score. And I'm like, bingo. There it is. Consistency. He's consistently showed us he has not been able to do it. He has shown us this. He hasn't shown us this. Now, it's 5 games in a year. It's 11 more games. I mean, yeah, it's 12 more games because it's 17 now. He has yet to show us this. We need to see it. The defense was flying all over the field. Foye was in everybody's face, everybody's grill. I love the fact that they did the delayed blitz, bringing some men up the middle. I like the fact that everybody was on their shit defensively today. Except for the final drive. And I'm going to call that final drive a big mistake because Walker's penalty gave them confidence. You don't slam their franchise quarterback, Davis Mills, on the ground on a free play and think they're not going to try to score. You didn't give everybody that extra juice that, quite frankly, might have thought, man, damn, we're going to have to punt this ball. Outside of that, the defense held them to 248 yards. What am I mad at the defense for? And my Jacksonville Jaguars offense is ranked in the top 10. The defense did their job. Jacksonville's offense didn't. And next week we got the Colts who found a way to win in a terrible Thursday night game, one of the worst Thursday night games. It was so bad that I wish they banned Thursday night football. Amazon got a lemon. Amazon got a lemon. And I'm tired of seeing the fucking Denver Broncos. Can they put somebody else on? Shit. Fucking Russell Wilson got a check. He had to get a check from Amazon. This is ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing the Denver Broncos on fucking television. Outside of that point, I just need to see improvement in the offense. The offense hasn't improved enough for me to be confident. They've taken a slight step back from the first couple of weeks. Maybe that's because teams are going to start adjusting. And this is going to be something that teams are going to start to do, play that cover two shell and force Trevor Lawrence to work on his weaknesses, which is accuracy and decision-making and patience. He needs some patience. But outside of that, that is it for today's episode. I'm going to hope for better against the Colts. We beat the Colts a couple weeks ago. We blew them out. I don't know if we're going to blow them out this week. I mean, not this week, but next week. But it should be a really good game. When you get a chance, check out the website at www.2minutehuddle.com. Hashtag Jaguars Country. Check out Jaguars Country on Facebook. And if you want to support the podcast, please leave us a like or a rating on Spotify, Google, Apple, even Anchor. Leave a rating. Leave some comments. Talk your shit. And if you want to buy some merch, because I got some merch. If you want to buy some merch, go to www.jjcpodcast.com. I'll see you guys next week, and I really want to thank everybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to this podcast. Thank you.